Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily podcast for the ASX resource sector with the stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is for Thursday, the 23rd of July, 2020. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. Another positive day today with most stats remaining close to the same as yesterday. Let's start with the daily volume. It's at just over 1.5 billion, and yesterday it was 1.58 billion. So down slightly today, but very much close to the same. The average volume per stock today in the ASX resource sector was just over 2.9 million, and that's down from slightly from just over 3 million yesterday. There was 515 ASX resource stocks traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, and that's up slightly from 512 yesterday. Of the 515 ASX resource stocks that traded today, the average gain was 2.17%, and that's up from 1.75% yesterday. And the breakdown of the 515 ASX resource stocks, there was 229 with gains, and that's down slightly from 243 yesterday. There's 133 with no gain. That's up slightly from 121 yesterday. And there's 153 with a loss. And that's up slightly from 148 yesterday. So two positive days in a row now with trading. And let's continue the positive news. And let's look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. And they were Tracker Resources Limited, ASX code TKL. It had a percentage gain of 250%. So a huge congrats to holders of TKL, and very large volume with that as well today. At number two, we have Energex Limited, and that's ASX code ENX. And it had a percentage gain of 33.33% today. At number three, we have DevEx Resources Limited, ASX code DEV. It had a positive gain of 32.48% today. At number four, we have La Capa Diamond Company Limited, ASX code LOM. And it had a percentage gain of 29.09% today. And rounding off the top five, at number five is Dart Mining, and that's ASX code DTM, and it had a positive gain of 27.78% today. So congrats to all holders of the top five ASX resource stocks for today. Some very strong gains, particularly with Tracker Resources Limited. Let's move on to the commodities. The best performing commodities for today were gold, oil and gas, cobalt and copper. So we're getting a good mix of success with commodities over the last couple of days. Remembering we had copper, silver and lead yesterday. So a good mix of commodities over the last couple of days. The highest traded stock today was Tracker Resources Limited, ASX code TKL. No surprise there, as that was also the number one best performing stock today with over 200% gain. And 26.78% of the company was traded today. As far as project locations today, there was strong success and activity throughout a number of project locations, so there was no standout project location today. So that's a positive sign that there's success in multiple locations today. Another big plus today is the percentage of the staff admin versus project spend for the top 20 best performing stocks today for the last 12 months. So today it's sitting at 45%. So that means 45% of the top 20 best performing stocks today, 45% is spent on staff admin over the last 12 months with money available, leaving 55% on average spent on projects over the last 12 months. So that is a huge turnaround from yesterday, actually. Yesterday it was at 63% and today at 45%. So much better stat today with project spend at 55% compared to 37% yesterday. Let's look at the ERP statistics. There was 145 ASX resource stocks traded today using an ERP software solution. That's up slightly from 141 yesterday. The average percentage gain is 0.64% today. That's down from 1.62% yesterday. Volume's down significantly today at 472 plus million and down from 600 million yesterday. As far as the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, none of them are using an ERP software solution. Let's move on to the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock today, which was Tracker Resources Limited, ASX code TKL, which we're mentioning quite a few times throughout this podcast. So a huge day for Tracker Resources Limited. Let's start with their projects. They have a number of projects throughout Western Australia and Queensland, obviously all in Australia. They're looking at their project spend over the last 12 months. They've spent just over $700,000 and $450,000 on staff admin. And that equates to 38% of money available over the last 12 months has been spent on staff admin, leaving 62% spent on projects over the last 12 months. So that's a good sign. They currently have just over $260,000 in the bank as of the current quarter. However, that excludes any recent or up-and-coming capital raise. As far as their market cap, it's sitting at just over $14 million. Their share price started at 0.007 of a cent in 2020 and closed today at 3.5. No surprise with a huge gain of over 200% today. They currently have just over 400 million shares on offer. And looking at the shareholding, we'll start with the directors, which own in excess of 20% between them. So that's a huge holding for the directors. And as far as the top 20 shareholders are concerned, they own just under 60%. So between the directors and the top 20 shareholders, that's a very strong percentage for the top 20, just under 60% in total. So that concludes our MacCorp Daily podcast for today. We hope you've gained some knowledge or insights into the ASX resource sector and its performance. And please, if there's anything you'd like us to discuss, please email Steve at MacCorp, MacCorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening and good evening.